has the time come to reframe personal branding? Often we connect this with influencers, creating personas on social media, but now the new startups and the people who want to build a business need to know how to build the brand starting from themselves. We see the future of branding in building an identity, knowing who you are so you can know who your audience is and what they really need from you. Let's go into this topic. Okay, let's go into this. So as I said in the intro, we are talking about personal branding today. I have here a quote from Jeff Bezos, which I really like. And the quote is, branding is what people say about you when you're not in the room. So what do you think about this quote?
Well, it's a good introduction to our topic today. Indeed, we talk about personal branding. I have to say that during the time, especially on the instructor training or when I was doing the business coaching at Blue Lotus, we did notice that today is something really essential. I used personally to make the mistake to think that it was a secondary thing and that personal branding was necessary if you wanted to be
an influencer.
An influencer, or you know, and actually, I am from kind of the beginning of my work life, an independent, and I have that mindset, and I always consider personal branding, you know, a little bit like marketing. As you know, I tend to say that marketing is the dark side of the force.
Yes, I know.
Or self-promotion, or, and a good example, self-promotion, maybe because of the French. It sounds like reclame. It's long, like bad advertising.
Yes, yes. That's why personal branding has also bad connotation in with most people.
Exactly. And I think that's what we are talking today about. To realize that, name it the way you want. Make sure that when people talk about you when you are not in the room, it is in a professional manner.
Beautiful.
And I was doing it without knowing it, meaning that, for example, when I started as an independent, I was a technical director or doing an IT project, but I wanted to be a game designer and to do online games. At that time, my clients, they were not aware of even what it was. It was the very beginning of internet, so making games was completely... And making games for communication purpose, which is now very, you know, with the gamification is everywhere, but at that time it wasn't. But I kept saying that. And I think there were like 100 very good project manager or IT director on the market of freelance in Paris at that time. But there is one guy that would talk about game.
Okay.
And at lunch, it's more fun to talk about game than about IT and technical stuff.
Of course.
So my client that were the CEO of this advertising agency, and they were more on the creative side of it, they needed a guy to be able to talk to the developers, but they kind of enjoyed that that guy would at lunch speak about games and fun thing and creativity and crazy ID. They knew they wouldn't do those games at that time, but still it was fun.
It was fun to imagine.
Very quickly, I did a network without really thinking about it, just because they had fun about it and enjoy it. Till the day that one guy said, oh, by the way, we have a client you won't believe. They want a game. So we said to them, we have the guy because it's you.
Perfect.
And I said, of course, I will do. No problem. And we did. And it was a success. And then I did others. But all my clients, they would remind me as the guy that wants to make games, online games. And of course, also it was the startup era on the internet, really the beginning. So any creative ID was kind of positive at that time. And people wanted to do a lot of creative things with internet.
You were the crazy gaming guy. So when they finally needed some games, they knew exactly who to call.
Exactly. And the real fun part is that I was known to be ultra serious at work and very square and organized in the project management. but wanted to make games. And so the personal branding can be a bit more complex or composed than a brand. Let's say, you know, Amazon, you were talking about Jeff Bezos. The brand is basically selling stuff on internet.
Yes.
A human, of course, you are, everybody is multidimensional. So it's a picture which is less easy to define. So one thing also that we kind of talked before about it when we are talking about self-knowledge or personal manifesto is that I think when you do personal branding, your goal is to be authentic to yourself. It's exactly. Authenticity within your complexity, meaning that I'm a good example. I'm not a specialist in one thing. I happen to be polymath. I had kind of very different experiences and lived in quite some countries, which is a weakness only if you want everybody to be exactly looking the same, doing the same, thinking the same, and talking about the same thing. Or you say, okay, some people, maybe it's a strength that they are different.
Yes.
And
yes.
I really like the approach of Naval. We are both actually following Naval. So he's a VC for venture capitalist, specialized in startup. And he did one startup, which is called Angel List, which is basically to simplify the access of the first round of money for young startup, because it's basically a platform. And he's known to have a very personal way to talk about investment, to talk about life. So he's doing a mix of philosophy, business and life lesson. And he's what's called in America a libertarian.
Okay.
So he's really for individual freedom. And and individual freedom in every sense. So you have to be responsible of yourself. So anyway,
and what does he say about personal branding in this case?
So his whole thing, which I'm very interested, is escape competition through authenticity, which is exactly when we're saying be authentic to yourself, or where we are talking about this. As we said in communication, it makes your life way easier. Because I think it's really hard for any person to compete with you on being you. So that's a joke that we did.
True.
but I think, and he goes a bit further than this, saying that in the future, because he's kind of he wants to see or kind of have an idea of the future, he says that it will be all personal branding. So the brands, as we know them, will kind of disappear. We will always have personal branding, and especially for independent. And you need to build a specific knowledge from experience and apprenticeship, which is kind of know-how. It's not knowledge just on the sense of knowledge. And basically, you need to be known to be good at something. And it goes really also in the sense of working for yourself and invest in yourself. But where I'm really interested in his approach is that competition leads to copycat, playing the completely wrong game to mine. It's called the Red Sea. So it's a sea where it's full of shark and it's super bloody.
It's very bloody. Yeah, there's a lot of competition.
Yes.
So you actually don't want to compete with others, which means you don't want to copycat, do everything what they do.
Exactly.
But being authentic, and you become authentic by doing something very specific and having a specific knowledge, right? And this is how you can become original.
Exactly. And so if Red Sea is not exactly the thing I'm interested in, I'm for the strategy of the Blue Ocean.
Okay.
Where I will have more space. I'm not competing in the sea. I have more space. It's an ocean. But it's blue. Why? Because there is no blood. It's like in martial art where you not compete. So I'm not into the fight. And indeed, I want to escape that competition through authenticity.
Very good.
So here we are talking about another person which is very good in personal branding or very interesting, which is Seth Godin.
Yes, yes,
and,
I love
and,
Seth.
And actually he's a good example as well because everybody knows him. He has actually, he's bold and so he's like, he has a signature and he's a brand in himself.
He has the glasses and, in color always.
And, yeah. And he wear non-pairing socks. But the thing is, it's not only tricks. He wrote a lot of books. He did a lot of talks and things and people kind of like him, but they remember him. So, yes. And you can almost recognize when he starts to speak that is Seth. So his concept about personal branding is that you need to become or to be remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Another difficult task.
Exactly. And I think that's the second really key idea here, where in personal branding, one thing we say, but it's more like a strategic approach, we think it goes through authenticity more than copying people. Mm-hmm. But when we say authentic, again, we give example, the artists, some entrepreneurs, but how you do it. And that's something that we talked about and we were mentioning it a lot in personal communication, which is document your learning journey, your experience. But the key aspect of it is that this is what you can do in the activity, but you have to come into something that worth commenting even by you, but also from the people who cares. So you need to commit to your craft or your interest, or and you need to think a bit what makes you remarkable. Okay. And basically, you need to be interesting for your minimal viable audience.
Yeah, this is something that we talked a lot about. And I think that's a big revelation because people always think they have to please everybody and get as many people as they can. But it's actually, you need, like Seth would say, maybe 10 people
you
first.
You need to start with 10 and then you will have more. But indeed, especially depending on what you do, if I look at me for like coaching, you don't need a lot to start. Mm-hmm. And when I started my first company, actually, I had zero network. So here we need to cut the idea that you can, you cannot. Most people I met tell me, oh, I don't know the people you know. I don't have network. And I say, guys, I don't have network, actually. And when I started, for sure, I didn't have. Because if you do really something of interest for the people that cares about that stuff, which is, again, a very... They will notice what you are doing. Most likely, they will understand what you are doing because they are looking for the same thing. And hopefully, they will support you because... They, if you manage to solve something which is undone at the moment, they will support you. And I think here what's very important is that first start now because it will take you time to figure out what's your authenticity, what's your branding, but think small. So don't want to please everybody.
Okay.
Be very specific. And then in a way, explore the limits, meaning use your frustration and your struggle, because most likely the things that are undone for you can be useful for the people that have the same kind of interest. And so if I look back and I do some retro engineering, so to say, when I start as a freelance, I notice a gap between advertising company that wanted to do something on internet because they were very good at printing and the magazine and the TV, the radio and everything. But internet was very new. They had for this to communicate with developers. And when it started, they were very techie guys. They didn't want to talk with creative. So the problem was it was super frustrating for them to figure out how the tech work and what you can really do.
Okay.
And I was a tech guy. So
it wasn't their specialty. Yes.
Let's figure out what we can do with that internet thing that I'm really excited about. So I will do all the research. I will check the guy. I will find a person that can do something. I will work with them. And then let's talk to people that have money or projects and tell them if we can do or not. And when we can do, let's do it. And it worked almost instantly because there were very few agencies at that time in Paris that were really caring about the internet at all. Most people thought I was completely crazy. So I had very short meeting because they would say, please move on. Or they say, yeah, we want to listen to you and let's have lunch, which is a French way to do business. And on the other end, because I knew how to talk with tech people, I could have a creative discussion and then translate into developers' words.
So you were actually a bridge between them.
When people, sometimes you connect people. So sometimes you make a bridge more than really bringing a solution, which is a way to bring a solution. But what I mean is that when you look for things that are not working, sometimes it's a gap. So sometimes two things are not communicating. So you just connect them together. I think the three things to remember is in the first sentence, escape competition for authenticity. We understand that this authenticity is not that obvious. So you have to work for yourself, invest in yourself, and look at artists that are by definition authentic to have some ideas. But try to combine your vocation or your work with your avocation. So what you really care about, that could be a good start. Document your learning journey, your experience. And just the thing to remember, don't necessarily target to please everybody. And no worries, because your mother will be happy in any case, even if she doesn't understand.
That's true. You will always get like or a comment from your mom, but
so
maybe it's not enough.
Actually, to please your neighbor, the people from your city, the people close to you, because maybe they have no clue of what you are doing or what's your thing. But maybe there is one guy in Indonesia, one guy or one girl in London, one person is, you know, in Croatia, whatever, that are really interested about these things.
Okay, I really like this part about being authentic, but at the same time, I think it's also not easy. I think that you have to really work a lot on yourself to become authentic, to find something that's original.
You are correct. I think one thing to see it is that here, let's be very honest, it's easy to copycat. And you tend to do that because you start on something, you don't have a lot of knowledge or expertise, then some people are doing better than you. So a kind of a short way to get there is to copy.
Yes.
So most people copy. And this I do agree. And I understand it. I understand it as a learning process. I guess the message is that, yes, it's not easy, but personal branding is not a knack. It's not a pop-up for people to record to your to enroll in your newsletter.
Yes.
It's not Instagram ad. It's not to create a podcast, contacting people that you don't know, trying to get them on your podcast. It's not a trick. And I
so it's really building your identity, figuring out who you are.
And the example I want to give is that. Why for me, I think it's a huge difference in terms of strategy. So I'm here talking about, and I first, when I was talking about the authenticity, it's a strategy. So I'm not telling indeed how you do it, which is the tactic. But why I think it's so important is I notice in my behavior that I'm reading the book of Haruki Murakami. It's a Japanese writer.
Okay.
I love him. I don't know his publisher. Actually, I read some of his book in English. I read some of his book in French. So, of course, every time translation. And so for different publisher. What like, it's him. So I think artists in the past have, by definition, been authentic. And a real artist is authentic. So the first, if you search for a figure to understand what it is to be authentic, those are the true artists. And now if you really think about artists that you like, you will see very quickly that you don't know the distributor, you don't know their music label, you don't know who is their producer. You know them.
You know their character, you know what they like, you know everything about them.
And actually, you know the authenticity that they decide to share, but you know their style. So that's what I'm talking about. So on the time I was freelance in France, actually I had three company name. But people, they didn't care because they wanted to work with me. And at that time, I didn't realize that. I was actually paying a lot of attention on the domain name, on the domain name that I would book, on this, on, you know, a lot of things.
I talked yesterday with one of my friends and we were talking about personal branding, actually, and we were laughing at our past experience. Exactly. Anytime we opened our kind of fast food, first thing we focused was, oh, let's do the logo. What is going to be our logo? Yes. How are we going to design it? We didn't even think, okay, what do we stand for? Who are we? What do we want to say? What message do we want to send?
And I will talk about exactly in this idea, entrepreneurs or independent worker. I think the good ones are authentic iconoclast, meaning...
Mm-hmm. Meaning that they really stand for something or...
I think as an entrepreneur, an independent worker, you have to adjust till you find the product market fit. So in the case that you are telling Jeff Bezos, then he needs to find a solution. But you keep your business to your desire and means. So it makes it a bit more complex, but interesting, meaning that you have a founder product market fit. So in marketing.
So you have to fit three things, which is not easy.
And you combine a vocation and a word that I love in English. It doesn't exist in French. Actually, it's avocation,
which
something
means
something people do in addition to a principal occupation.
So it's like a side hustle. Like Gary would say.
But for example, you can see that if we look at Steve Jobs, he wanted to do computer and things, but his avocation was design. He was completely crazy about design. But then all of his computer were standing out. He was not the technical guy that you would think.
It was more about the design, what actually caught people's eyes.
Yes, and he completely innovated in this. That's not a surprise that he also, when he was kicked out of Apple, his own company, he kept being popular because as a founder, he was emblematic. And he created Pixar, which is, a movie and 3D company. And he actually created another computer that was called Next, which is super name. Mm-hmm. And you see that in all those things, and even in Apple and things, people don't remember all the brand. What they remember is Steve Jobs.
And that's why he has one of the strongest brands. I know that when people talk about brand and design, number one example is almost always
and you
Apple
can see
Steve Jobs.
You can see today Elon Musk. I think Elon Musk can do the promotion of Tesla because he is more known than Tesla.
Exactly.
And I think you don't need to go that far. I'm not saying that. And I'm not for big founder crazy dreams. But I just want to say that to be an authentic iconoclast is interesting, meaning that if you want to be authentic, you cannot please everybody. So when I use the word iconoclast, is really in the meaning that some people won't like you. And actually, you have to make sure and clear from the beginning that that's okay. You don't care. Mm-hmm. If you care, then you will be constantly in trouble.
Yes, you cannot compromise on your beliefs and what you stand for.
You have to acknowledge that because you stand for something, some people stand for something else, or they don't like you. They just don't like you.
And it's always going to be.
Yes. And the good example, actually, I really like Naval, but I don't agree with what he's saying. And you were mentioning Gary Vee. And at first I couldn't hear it. Like his voice, I don't know. I mean, I really, and the constant hustle, and you have to flip, you have to sell. He's a salesman. He's not a creative man.
Yes.
He's a salesman and a motivational speaker. He's really good at it. But the sales part of entrepreneurship is one of the least interest for me. So also I could, but in his style, in his thing, I really like him. So what I mean by this is that in personal branding, again, we want to go away of the copycat, and we want to go away also of the mainstream. I'm sure that if you want to be authentic to yourself, then some people will find that disconcerting. They won't like it.
Yes.
So if we say personal branding is specialized in being you, of course, there is a part of vulnerability. But maybe it will become interesting because you will walk the talk, something that we mention quite sometimes about Bluetooth or being a pure player. But you will at some point have to do something that's worth commenting from the few people who cares.